Love you. I love you all, and I appreciate your faith by being here this morning. Title of our lesson this morning is Awake to Righteousness, and obviously it comes from God's Word. Right out of the scripture that we read this morning. Awake to righteousness. Now, some of us want to awake in the morning to Folgers, okay? Or Maxwell House, or a special blend. Your secret blend that you only share with your best of friends. Or some of us just stop at Speedway and get that foam cup. Yesterday morning I awoke and I had a decision to make. I had to decide whether I was going to wear black or whether I was going to wear blue. And for those of you who don't know, I went to the Michigan-Purdue game yesterday. Because that's where my heart is. My son goes to Purdue. I've worked on the campus. It's close to home. It's a Big Ten school. It's a great university. One of the top 10 in multiple areas in the world. But the first and foremost football established program ever in the history of college football is Michigan. The University of Michigan. And I grew up in Michigan. So here I am. So I looked in my drawers. I got black shirts. I got blue shirts. But I only have a Michigan hat. I don't have a Purdue hat anymore. I had one time. Because I hadn't made up my mind. Of course, my brothers wanted to know which side, you know, my brother. Back when Drew Brees was playing and I was going up there and they were winning all the time and I was wearing Purdue stuff and rooting for them against Michigan, I was black sheep of the family. Now, Purdue's played fabulous football this year. Okay? Their program is stellar again. Okay? It was a great game yesterday. But when I woke, I had to make a decision. The other decision I had to make when I got up yesterday is, am I going to follow myself and Satan, or am I going to follow Jesus? Brother Brad, that song couldn't be any more appropriate. I'll live for him. I'm going to awake to righteousness in my life. And the passages we're going to look at this morning come from God's precious word, his book of love to us, is going to enable us, or hopefully enable us, but to remind us how to awake to righteousness. Because you know what? Most of us, how many of us in here are coffee drinkers? Look at that, see? A lot of people could relate. Those of you are not, I don't know what you awake to, you know? I just, you know, there's other things. But folks, it's possible to awake to sin. It's to wake up and decide, I'm going to do what I want to do today. I'm going to try life on my own. And that's a very dangerous thing for a Christian to consider. We should always awake to righteousness as we wake up each and every morning. But in the process, God's Holy Word is saying in 1 Corinthians, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Now, part of awaking to righteousness in this passage is do not sin. Okay? Now, I can exhort you and encourage you to awake to righteousness, but it's a personal choice, each and every one of our behalfs, to sin. Not. To do not sin. I've got to choose to awake to righteousness, and I got to choose not to sin. Well, how do I do that, Father in heaven? Stay away from evil company. Now, that doesn't mean I got to remove myself from the world. But we all have choices, right? We all got people we tweet with and we have friends on Facebook with and we went to school with or we have to work with or we do work with. There's nothing wrong with saying, I'm following Jesus today. I'm not going to participate in that. I'm going to turn that off. Or when you're by yourself, I'm going to awake to righteousness. I'm going to refuse to be tempted by Satan to sin. Turn off the computer. Turn off the TV if all you can watch is something that is sinful. If all you can read is something that is sinful, then turn it off. Awake to righteousness. Satan tempts us all, folks. Let's not be deceived. This passage is written, folks, right after Apostle Paul says, we got people baptizing for the dead. We got people doing their own thing. We got people thinking that they're going to help everybody else in the world. And then Paul makes this specific thing and says specifically. He doesn't say specifically. Is that a word? Okay. I'm just... My word tutor's here. Folks, he says each and every one of us individually. Don't be deceived. It's easy to say, I see how you made that mistake. Brother Adam, you know, you need to repent of that. I see what you're doing wrong. I'm not awaking to righteousness when I do that. Examine yourselves. Doesn't say examine others. There's a point where, and that's an issue kind of that Jesus had with the Sadducees and Pharisees. He says, let your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Which means once you understand the truth and you know what right is and righteousness is, you don't go around and poke everybody else in the eye saying, I know, I know, I know. That's why Jesus came. That's what people were doing for thousands of years. They didn't get God right. Jesus came down and said, examine yourselves. Awake to righteousness. Do not sin. Make a personal choice to follow me. Irregardless of what anybody else does. There's another word, right, Hannah? And continuing in our lesson this morning, in Romans chapter 6, it is written, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but you are under grace. See, and you guys all thought from Kentucky, reckon, I reckon so, I reckon I'm going to do that. That's a scriptural term, right? Right here. See? We should no longer be slaves to sin. We should no longer be controlled by sin, by the flesh, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body. In Now, I can't come down here to Brother DC, okay, and say, sin be gone. That'd be nice. Okay? Guess what? Jesus did that and he forgave us for our sins. But he still said, go and sin no more, right? Each and every time. Woman at the well. People be healed. Go and sin no more. Jesus tells us the same thing. Await the righteousness. Sin no more. It's your personal choice. I'm going to follow Jesus today. I'm going to follow Jesus this hour. And whatever comes my way, whether it's traffic or co-worker or television or my spouse is having a bad day. That's going to happen to us, folks, even walking with Jesus. I'm going to await the righteousness. I'm going to present myself to God as being alive from the dead. Christians should never mope, but we do. But we need to remind ourselves. That's why we come here. We go through ups and downs. It's part of life. God's made us in his image. God's been angry. God's been sorrowful. I just read the passage of him flooding the earth this weekend. And I'm just all kinds of questions come to my mind. And then I'm humbled to recognize I got a chance to serve him and to be created in his image and to be saved from my sins because Noah, power of one, was faithful. And because God didn't decide to destroy everything. He just decided at that time to destroy the things that were evil. And the reason I read that passage is because Wednesday night Bible study, we were talking about it, and I brought up, I had in my mind, you know what? God told Noah to put pitch on the door to seal it up. And I don't know where I read that and why I thought that. So I read that passage again, and guess what? God didn't tell Noah to put pitch on the door, according to my New Cajun. He told him to put pitch on the whole outside of the boat and the whole inside of the boat, which raised another question in my mind. Okay? How many of you like pitch? I'd like to be in pitch for like 10, 12 months. The faith of Noah. Every day, he will walk to righteousness. The faith of Noah. Folks, the faith of us, same thing. Okay, we're going to have to live in a ship sometimes. It's got pitch. Everything's sticky. Everything's, Some of you folks, you know, I'm a little bit of a neat freak and a clean freak sometimes. My daughter's saying amen to that, Dad. But more importantly, to be a neat freak in my heart, to follow Jesus. To keep sin from controlling me. To follow Jesus. To be controlled by his holy word, his Holy Spirit. To glorify him in my walk on this earth. Because I'm under grace. Galatians 6, it is written, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. If we go back to awake to righteousness, okay? This is a scary thing here, this passage, verse number 7 to me. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. God knows whether we wake up in the morning or not and say, I'm going to follow you. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I've been saved from my sins. I am more than conqueror. I'm going to overcome this world, just like Jesus did when he was here. That's what he's promised me. That's what he's asked me to do. That's what he's asked us to do. Or do I get up and say, oh, man, I got to drink Folgers again. I told my wife to get the special brew. Do I let coffee destroy my attitude at the beginning of the day? Did Jesus let coffee? No, we talked about it a couple months back. No, Jesus was making fish for breakfast on the seashore. We need not to be deceived. And we need not to mock God with our attitudes and our words and our actions. As we look in the mirror, as we open our hearts to God's word, He's going to say, come follow me. Don't do that. Don't make that decision. It is written. It's not new to man. We're all tempted, folks. Let's be honest with each other. Satan wants us to fail. We want each other to win. Jesus wants us to win. Jesus says, come follow me. Awake to righteousness, Paul has written. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all. Okay? I'm going to give you just a simple deal. Okay? And it starts with little things. Okay? How many of you that are married, husband and wife, it starts with little things. Opening the door. A smile. When's the last time you did something you haven't done? You know? I'll give you an example. Okay? Most of the time I put the dishes in the sink. I may have said this before, but I'll say it again. Sorry. It's applicable. I rinse everything out because I don't like dried stuff in there, but I let it set in the sink. And I'm standing right next to the dishwasher. And instead of rinsing it out, put it in the sink, I do that. That's easy. That's habit. Instead of putting it in the dishwasher, I leave it there for my wife. Why? Because probably 23 years ago, she didn't like how I loaded the dishwasher, and I decided I'm not going to do it. I'm being honest with you. So every once in a while, I'll put some dishes in the dishwasher for some brown folks. Folks, we do that sometimes with God. He's right there, awake to righteousness, and we just do a little bit once in a while, once in a while. And it's not that hard to put the dishes in the dishwasher. It's not that hard to say no to Satan and awake to righteousness. To do good to others. To do good to those in the household of faith. To open a door, to smile. To tell somebody Jesus loves you no matter what. Not what do you believe. But Jesus loves you no matter what. Are you following Jesus?
I'm so thankful for the Word of God, how it works on my heart. I really am. I'd be a mess without God's Holy Spirit, God's Holy Word, and the truth of His Word working in my life. And you guys feel the same way? Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Let's continue on. Our next passage comes from Romans 8. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. And obviously the highlighted passage I have of this text, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. As for many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Folks, I can't impress upon us enough, because it's helped me and I got to remind myself, this is the Spirit of God. This is the Word of God. Okay?
Spirit of God is not hocus pocus. If you think God is telling you something it is not written, guess what? Don't be deceived. Do not be deceived.
But if by the Spirit, if by God's word you put death, you know what? How do I know what's wrong? How do I know what the sins of the flesh are? Deeds of the body. By God's holy word, by the Spirit of the word. Tells us, convicts us. We've got to believe in it wholeheartedly that it is the power of God to salvation, unto salvation. In awakening to righteousness, we need to follow Jesus and his words. We need to put to death the deeds of the body. We need to put his Holy Spirit into our hearts in order for that to transpire. Colossians chapter 3, it is written, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. And I'll go one step further. Whether you're a Colt or a Lion, or whether you're a Boilermaker or a Wolverine, or who? How do you say that? Who? We're in football season. I have a hard time saying it. Hoosier? That's right. Brother Adam. Folks, we are all one in Christ. We all need to encourage each other to awake to righteousness. We have opportunities. We have opportunities to do that. We have mental opportunities during our week. Do I say that or not? That's going to be funny, but should I say that? No. Self-control is awakening to righteousness. Perseverance, awakening to righteousness. Brotherly kindness, awakening to righteousness. Godliness, awakening to righteousness. It's easy to say, you know, I'm done with the fornication and uncleanness and passion desires and all the stuff that I used to be a part of and laugh about and joke about and share with everybody. And then it goes a little bit farther, and a little bit goes on to the next. I'll reiterate this again. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees. Pharisees had all this stuff down in the first and 5 through chapter 7, but then he talks, you know, Jesus, in this, through this, the Corinthian writer, goes the next step. Same thing Jesus did. You got all these things right. You're doing all these things okay. And then you got to work on the heart. Then you got to work on the heart. It's a heart issue. I can have the appearance of being holy and righteous and following Jesus, but if my heart still has anger and wrath and malice and filthy language, and I lie a little bit. We joked a little bit a while back on Wednesday night Bible study about white lie and black lie. No such thing. God's holy word says a lie is a lie. Sin is sin. Awake to righteousness. Follow Jesus. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things. Once again, I'll just, you know, Brother Tom, I want you to stop sinning. Okay? Yeah, it's okay. He's working on it. I've done my part. I've awoke to righteousness.
No, no, no.
So look in the mirror and examine ourselves, folks. It's our heart issue with Jesus. It's our heart issue. We've got to decide individually to put off these things. Now, me as a head of a household, I can shut off the internet, and I can shut off phones, and I can shut off the TV. And there wouldn't be anything wrong with that. Okay? But we individually need to be able to awake to righteousness and have self-control and turn off things that are sinful in our lives. Put off these things. And the things that come out of our heart, folks. Our last passage this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians 4. Finally, then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also forewarned you and testified, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. The title of our lesson this morning is An Awakening to Righteousness, folks. Following Jesus. Do the right thing. Follow the Spirit. Follow God's holy word. And if you decide, folks, to reject that, just remember, you're rejecting God that has sent his Son to die for us, that has showed us through this book of love how great he is and how much he cares for us. There's nothing more hurtful to a parent than having a child tell you that I hate you or I don't want to ever talk to you again. I plead with us as God's children never to say that to God, that we awake to righteousness, that we present ourselves to God as being alive from the dead and our members as instruments of righteousness to God. To remember, he who sows the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. As always, we offer an invitation on Sunday mornings to make things right with God where you're at in your heart. If you have not obeyed the gospel and begin following Jesus, we offer that opportunity for you to put him on in baptism this morning. If If you need prayers of the congregation of the elders, we also offer that opportunity. There's never a better time now to awake to righteousness in your life if you haven't been. We plead with you to do so as we stand and sing the selected hymn.